Okay, folks, without further ado, we have Jody Cook. And Jody, you're the author of?
Bigfoot in Ohio.
Bigfoot in Ohio.
Encounters with the Grassman.
Encounters with the Grassman. All right, and here's Jody.
Thank you. I'm one of three authors. The book is actually called Bigfoot in Ohio, or Bigfoot Encounters with the Grassman. The first one was Bigfoot in Ohio. Through Hancock House. It's a really good book. What we did, we broke down each sighting through each county, so it's better to read that way to get the information you need. I got flyers up on the table there if you're interested. I've been doing the paranormal stuff for about 18 years. Prior to doing the Bigfoot stuff, I've only been in it for about 14 years doing the Bigfoot stuff. Prior to that, I did UFOs. And we had a TV show called UFO Update Live, which was a cable show, and we were getting a lot of Bigfoot sightings, so they needed somebody to handle the Bigfoot stuff, so I took it. So that's basically how I got into the Bigfoot field. I've been on a show called Sightings that was on in the 90s, along with a show called Encounters. I was on there also. I was just recently on History Channel's Monster Quest. We did the Ohio Grassman. And a lot of my work has been in other books by other authors, and the Learning Channel did the Top 10 Mysteries of the World. The part about the Bigfoot stuff, that was, you know, all of my work they used for that. But to get back on some of the stuff that we've been working on. Now, one of our first investigations that we did was this here. This is in Akron. This property was owned by Cincinnati Gas and Electric Company, which was one of the biggest electric companies in the state. They own another property. And they have a lot of electrical wires and stuff going up here. So one of the workers saw this particular, what they call a shelter. He said he saw, you know, a Bigfoot type creature along with a smaller one by the shelter. He called into the show, you know, and said, yeah, this is what I saw. We got in contact with them. We went up there and looked. We took a show just where it was. It was an area called Canal Fulton. You can see it's perfectly, like, perfectly done like an igloo, and it's a lot of larger sticks with a lot of the grass woven in, you know, to it. It's completely hollow on the inside. Three of us were able to get in there. Now there's three of us. This is George Clapperson. He's the one that did the book with me, myself, and the gentleman that actually saw it. Now we noticed a few months after the picture was taken, right here, you can't see it that well. But there's a solid object standing right here. You can see the head and the body. There was something that was standing under a tree that was watching us. You know, like I said, we really didn't notice it. It could be shot on light because, you know, one thing about, you know, photographs is, you know, your mind and your eyes are able to pick up head, facial images because that's what your body's trying to do. So you'll end up seeing stuff like that, which could be basically nothing. But like I said, you can definitely see it's definitely a solid object. We, you know, showed up on the negative, so we know there was a definitely solid object there. Now, the next picture that you're going to see, all right, right here. Now, this here is the actual shelter from the other side. You can see the opening where, which is this area right here. Okay, and like I said, it's completely hollow on the inside. There was a large rock that was in about this part, about over here, and there were small bones from small animals and stuff that were there, where you can see something was eating on something, was breaking the bones off. There was, you know, fur from smaller animals and stuff that were in there. So they're obviously there, you know, it was definitely used for something. Now, a few months after this picture was taken, I got in contact, Lieutenant Colonel from 2nd Range Battalion up at Fort Lewis, Washington, contacted me and said when they were out in the field, they seen quite a few of these type structures, which was, you know, they've seen these creatures out there by these structures. They've actually found, one of their medics found what they think was placenta that was inside one of them, which they thought they were probably birthing complexes. You know, that's where how they gave birth and stuff. But like I said, there's not much we can go by other than, you know, it's just a grassy structure. And sorry about that. Okay, this was another structure that we found. Now this was on top of the hill. Going down the hillside here, there's a goes down into a valley. Now, this was an area where one was seen up at. And what's kind of unique about this, it's like a big old bird's nest. It's about 6 feet, you know, across, or 6 feet long, 4.5 feet across. So whatever was sitting in it was able to look down into the valley. Now, there was no deer hunting in this area, so we know there was no hunter that, you know, made this. If you can go to the next one, please. Give you a better picture of it. Structure here. Now, we found, you know, like the bottle here, there was a little plastic army man that was in there. There was some other stuff that was in there, and it smelled really bad. Smoke had like a wet dog smell to it, which is very common with, you know, a lot of the sightings on Bigfoot. So when it's, obviously something was laying there and you can see down. Now, we had hair that we found through there, but there was not much you can do with the hair because of, you know, with the weather and stuff, if it rains or snow, you know, it contaminates the, you know, hair, so there's not much you can do on it. But like I said, this was kind of a unique picture because I've never seen anything built like this before. Now, bears will make a nest. Okay, this is real, you know, real similar. You know, gather sticks around and stuff like that where it is almost like a bird's type nest. Bears will do that. But this was just too high up for any bear to do, and there were no bears in the area. So I believe, you know, this is definitely, you know, a Bigfoot nest, you know. If you can go to the next one, please. Now, this cache right here, now this one I pulled out of the Shawnee State Park. You can see it has the five toes, you know, it's got the ball here and stuff, the hill. Now, this one's about 17 and a half inches. How this sighting came about, a woman I used to work with knew the council people in Adams County, okay, that actually were walking along their trail up there. They said the thing crossed the road in front of them, and they left. And they mentioned it to them at a, you know, when they were here in Cincinnati. And she goes, well, you know, I know somebody that'd be really interested in knowing about this. So they got me in contact with them. We went up there, you know, we found, like I said, where they went across the trail and stuff. And there was probably about 32 footprints, but only about six of them turned out about this good. Now, Shawnee State Park is probably, it's not one of the biggest parks in the state of Ohio, but it's heavily wooded area, and there's been a lot of sightings. I mean, I've got nuns have seen things up there. Law enforcement have seen things in that area. The Wayne National Forest, if you can hit the next one, if it shows up there. This one was in northern Ohio. This is a really good print, snow print. You can see the toes and stuff here. Now, what happened on this one, there was a teacher that was coming home from a function, and it was about 6:30 in the evening and stuff. She was with her son. The thing crossed the road, went into a golf course off the side of the road. So she went to go take a picture of it, but it went into the wood line before she was able to, you know, find where her camera was. But you can see she had a roller there, and she laid it next one of the footprints here. And this was back in, this particular one was in 98 and stuff. If you can get the next one, please. Now, this is kind of unique. This is a handprint. Okay. What I did back in the early 80s, in order to get a lot of the Bigfoot reports, I sent a letter off to all 88 counties of the Sheriff's Department saying, if you get reports of a Bigfoot, you know, sign, you don't laugh it off, throw it my way. Well, a Adams County deputy sheriff was going down the road. There was a creek bed here, and he saw it. He thought it was a bear when he first saw it. So he said he stopped his car, was looking at it, until a thing stood up, okay, and went across the creek. So he contacted me. We went up there, and this is the handprint where he said it was kneeled down on the rocks, where actually that would be the right hand. Where the right hand was down, it was drained into water. Okay, now. My tip of my fingers came to about right here. But what's so unique about this, which is very common with some of the sightings on Bigfoot, is that, you know, you can see the knuckles here. Okay, well, at first I thought, well, maybe, you know, it could be a turkey's foot, because Adams County is, you know, one of some of the best turkey huntings in Adams County. And, but it's just, like I said, it's just, it was just too big of a print, you know. It was 11 inches long, so it was pretty good sized print. You can put one finger here, you can see the finger here, and one finger that came off here. If you can go to the next picture, please. Now, this is another one. This one came out of Adams County. Now, there's a lot of stuff from Adams County. Now, Adams County is probably one of the biggest hot spots other than the what they call the Sasquatch Triangle, which is up in northwestern Ohio. This particular handprint, you can see right here, they're called dermal ridges, which are fingerprints that showed up in the casting. Okay. Now, it was a young couple and their sister, the brother, the husband's sister. The husband was gone. The two girls were at home. It was storming the night. They heard something banging on the side of the trailer. It was screaming, you know, making all kinds of sounds. It was throwing stuff at the trailer and stuff like that. So they were pretty terrified. So the next morning, the husband came home because he worked nights, went out there, looked in the ravine, and saw where this handprint came over the ravine. Now, you can go to the next one, please. Now, it's a partial print because when it came off of the ravine, it put his hand down on a branch that actually got blown because of the storm that night and jumped over the ravine and came out. The ravine was about 4.5 feet. But like I said, you can see the dermal ridges really well on the fingers. And it looks at this particular one right here, it's swollen, so it could have been some type of an abrasion there. Now, this particular handprint was on the show Monster Quest. It was looked at by a guy by the name of Jimmy Chilcutt. He's a fingerprint expert with the FBI. He's one of the experts on primate fingerprints. And, you know, his conclusion was that it was actually made by an actual hand. It wasn't made from a mold. It wasn't made from a copy or anything like that. It was made from the actual hand. And the one thing what he felt that the thing was very old and was possibly, you know, might have been, you know, getting ready to pass on because of the finger here. You can see where it's flat, you know, where the body starts to die before, you know, you get old or something, the way he was explaining it. But anyhow, that's another thing to get into. But he really believes that this thing is either one, it's an actual gorilla's handprint, or it's an actual Bigfoot handprint. Now, in the state of Ohio, you can buy and own a gorilla, chimpanzees, any type of exotic animal you want. So, and Adams County is really well known for illegal animal, exotic animal trade, and regular animal trade. If you go to the next one, please. Now, here's some better pictures of it. This is the actual print. Still have the dirt and everything on. Like I said, you can see the dermal ridges, the fingerprints, and stuff in here real well. Next one, please. Okay, this is me when we were setting up our decoy for Monster Quest. I have the decoy right back here. Well, what our intentions was that we would set the decoy up. We had thermo chips out there. Thermo chips are with the gorilla scent, thinking that hopefully that it would find it as a intruder into its area and it would come, you know, and investigate. So we had three different cameras set up. We ended up getting 7,500 pictures. You know, rabbits come up to it. We had a dog came up in your yard. You know, but we had no Bigfoot or anything like that. You know, the weather may have had something to do with it. But, we figured it was something neat to do, so we tried it. If you can go to the next one, please. Okay, here's another better picture of the decoy. There's another one there. So there's a lot of work into it. Now, these are the camera guys from Monster Quest that came out. Next one. All right. Now, this particular here. Now, you saw the very first picture of the shelter. Well, what Monster Quest wanted to do was, if the shelter was man-made, how long would it take to do and how could we do it? So they had me out there trying to make the shelter. Okay, the time lapse. It was like an hour, and this is like all I got done. And, you know, then they had me lay inside of it with my jacket off and all this stuff. And it was snowing and raining and all this stuff. But just to show that, you know, a man, it couldn't have been man-made. Let me go to the next one, please. Okay, yeah, the other one's fine, this is fine. Now, give you an idea. This is a human skull, this is a mountain gorilla skull, and this is a Gigantopithecus skull. Now, Gigantopithecus was the gorilla that died out probably about 20,000 years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. It was a bipedal, meaning that it walked upright. It died out because the Chinese killed it off, and they were using the body parts for medicine, you know, gallbladder and things like that, and eating the meat and things. So we know that it existed. So the scientific community thinks, well, maybe, you know, Bigfoot is a runoff of the Gigantopithecus, an evolved species of it. Came over through the Bering Straits when it was frozen. Possibility. My personal opinion, Bigfoot is it's a North American ape. It's just, it's another primate that, you know, broke off the belt line there. Let me go to the next one, please. This is the head after I got done with it. I looked like a Bigfoot that night trying to put, because I had glue and all this other stuff, trying to get the thing together. So that's it on pictures. But the thing like mainstream science has a hard time believing. Now, ghosts, they'll accept. Mainstream science will believe in ghosts. They accept ghosts before they'll accept Bigfoot and UFOs. You deal with people that believe that, you know, Bigfoot comes from other dimensions. He appears, he disappears. You know, he can make you walk into a tree and things like that. That's why mainstream science will not believe when it comes to Bigfoot stuff. Does anybody have any questions or anything?
Any comments? Because I'm a definite believer of Bigfoot, and a lot of people think, you know, whatever, but I just like to say that, you know, the silverback gorillas, we all seen them in zoos, we see them on TV, we all know they're real. Well, it took scientists 30 plus years before they're able to actually find one.
Correct. It was a mystery animal. There's a wild man that raised his voice in the wood and the jungles and stuff, and you know, no one be a copy. If everybody's familiar, it looks something similar between it's like a striped horse and with a giraffe's head almost, but it's got a shorter neck. That was a mystic animal. There was the panda bear, you know, was a mystic animal until it was discovered. They just recently found in China, it's called the Chinese water bear. Two different species of it. One of them has gills on the side of its neck. Well, the Chinese knew about it, the Vietnamese knew about it, but no one else ever knew about it because, you know, the people that lived in the jungles, they knew about it because they hunted and ate it. The second one they found had tusks that came about 6.5 inches, a regular deer with tusks, and it wasn't for defense purposes, it was to dig up roots. But, you know, we were in Vietnam for 10, 15 years, you know, plus probably, you know, and we never seen it, but the Vietnamese gorilla was there because they were eating it. So there's so many animals out there. Now they're finding 20 different species of primates a year. You know, they just found a new species of chimpanzee, which they call the lion killers, because they sleep on the ground and they'll hunt and they'll kill lions and they'll eat them. They're very feral animals. Now a lot of people don't realize, okay, humans are primate, okay? You have the gorilla, chimpanzee, the orangutan, and the human. There's only probably about a 1.5% difference between a chimpanzee and human in our gene structure. They're the closest relative to a human. The only difference is we're just having to be the smarter species. You know, you take the chimpanzee. Chimpanzee and what, not only that, our gene structure is so close, our whole, the way we do things, the way chimpanzee things do, so, you know, chimpanzees, they'll die from grief, just like we will, okay? They're the only other primate species that mates for pleasure, other than the human. They'll kill for territorial, just like humans do. They'll kill out of anger and jealousy, just like humans will. You know, so there's a, you know, a big, you know, big comparison between us and primates. Now, Bigfoot, is he a primate? Definitely he's a primate. He has human traits. Now, if you ever notice that the Patterson film, you can see the buttocks of the creature. Well, in order for them to stay in the rack, it's a buttocks. Okay, if you ever see gorillas, chimpanzees, orangutans in zoos, they don't have butts. That's why they walk, you know, they're quadrupeds. They don't have the muscles to hold their bodies erect. Anybody else have any other questions?
Are you planning on another experiment soon, like you did in the woods down there?
Yeah, we're gonna end up going back out to Salt Fork where we did the Monster Quest and, you know, do some more. Well, this time what we're planning on doing, we're gonna set the decoy up and we're gonna do a thing called call blasting, which is other sounds that other researchers got, thinking that it might be Bigfoot, to sit there and draw them in, wood knocking, things like that. You know, the thing of it is, you know, when as a researcher in paranormal field, you have to be 90% skeptic. Okay, you can't go out, because if you go out thinking I'm going to look for ghosts, I'm going to look for Bigfoot, I'm going to see a UFO, you're going to find it. Your mind's going to convince you that it's there. Okay, and you're going to find it. You have to sit there and look at it. When I go out and I find stuff, do I have enough information? If I had to, could I, you know, present it in a court of law? Enough evidence. Okay. Now, there's people sitting on death row with less circumstantial evidence that convicted them than what we have for Bigfoot, ghosts, and UFOs combined. Okay. You know, we'll convict you and murder you. Okay. For less circumstantial evidence than there is proving that Bigfoot and stuff exists, which is, you know, kind of shocking there. Anybody else have any questions?
Jody?
Yeah.
What happened to the guys that said that the most recent guys that they found Bigfoot and they had it frozen and...
Everybody heard about the Georgia boys that found the Bigfoot, okay, and had it in the freezer. Well, one of them was a police officer and the other was a correction officer. Well, the police officer lost his job for lying. What they did, they actually took $50,000 cash from Tom Piscardi for the body. Well, the Chinese government offered them $1 million for it. Okay, they turned the Chinese government down for the simple fact because they knew it was a hoax and they took the money from the government. The Chinese would have came in and killed them, you know, plain and simple. So they turned that down. So they went with Tom Piscardi, got the $50,000. So they're still looking at, you know, possibly going to jail for theft and things. So which would be good, and that probably put the Bigfoot community back 50 years, you know, 50 years on that.
What did they have frozen?
They had a what they did is they bought a costume, and they went out and they killed, you know, deers, and they killed pigs and raccoons, and they just stuffed the body. Well, now they're looking at charges for animal cruelty, you know, for the body parts. Now, they do know that the tongue was human, so they don't know where they got the tongue from, but the tongue was definitely human tongue. I think one of the eyes were human, so they don't know where those came from. So like I said, it's something, you know, so... You know, they're looking at a bad time right now. And even as today, they still on their website saying that we're going, you know, next month they're going to release a new Bigfoot body that they found. Even up to today, those guys are still doing it, even though that, you know, they're looking at jail time. Any other questions?
Is there a popular theory or evidence that suggests that Bigfoot lived in families? Or are they kind of...
Yeah, they believe it's more like how, you know, primates are. You have your dominant male, you know, you have your females, and you do have other males there. There are younger males. Grover Krantz came up with this theory, he calls them rogue males, which are just males that go from one family to another family, and they may fight for dominance in the family, you know. There's probably a lot of interbreeding, because that's where you start getting your three-toe prints and your four-toe prints. That's a possibility. Now there are people that have sat there and said that, you know, the father's very active in the family. You know, they see him where they're... Well, there's one video that actually came out they call it the Labor Day video, where this Bigfoot's running across a field, okay, and all of a sudden it just grows 4 feet. Well, when they slow it down,
is when it ran across the field, he actually had a younger one with him, and he picks it up and he puts it on his shoulder. Okay, which was kind of unique. Now, Paul Freeman just did this video where he just shows his Bigfoot real close. It's very big and stocky. I really believe that this thing is real. Now, after the Bigfoot goes down the hill and he comes back up, he picks up something small. Well, when they zoomed in on it, he picks up a smaller one because you can see the legs moving like this, which was kind of unique, and it was a male. So, yeah, I think they're very family oriented, you know, just like regular primates, you know, most primates are, you know. I do believe that, but I do believe, you know, you got the young males that want to leave home and, you know, spread their oats.
What's your theory as to what happens to the bodies?
Well, they get eaten. Okay, I mean, you know, every little critter's out there eating porcupines, they'll eat bone, they'll eat teeth, you know, Mother Nature cleans up after herself, otherwise we'd have piles of bones all over the place. You know, smaller critter, you know, once a fly's on there and lays a larva, you know, what do they call it? Maggots and stuff will start eating the body away, run it through different parts of the woods and things like that. It depends. The environment has a lot to do with it. You know, especially when it rains, the bones will sink in the ground. They're heavy enough to do that. You know, foliage throughout the year falls on it and covers it up, pushes it down further and further. So, I mean, that's one theory. But there again, in Ohio, you know, we have 48 counties that's got black bear. You know, we see deers on the road all the time because they got hit. How many deers have you seen dead other than on the side of the highway? You know, how many bears have you found? Dead? Anybody else have any questions?
Ghost.
No? All right. Thank you, guys.